Baba Basra Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, continuing with zoning laws. How far do you have to build things away from your neighbor's things if they are going to cause potential damage? Marchikin es hasulam min hashovach arba amos. You have to distance a ladder at least 4 amos away from the dovecote, from the coop where he keeps his birds. Somebody has his birds in the courtyard near a wall, which is between his property and the neighbor. You can't put a ladder near the wall unless it's at least dalet amos away from the birds. Kidei shelo tikpots hanemia. So that a marten, which is a kind of a cat, shouldn't climb the ladder, jump into the dovecote, and kill all of the doves. So the fear here is that the ladder is going to give access to animals of prey to eat up his birds, and that would be a bad thing because your ladder caused that problem. V'asakosel min hamazchila arba amos. A wall has to be 4 amos away from a gutter. So I'm building a wall parallel to my neighbor's roof, which has a gutter on it. There has to be 4 amos, kidei shehei zokef hasulam, so that the neighbor has enough space to put a ladder down to clean out his gutters. So if I build my wall mamish all the way up close next to his gutters, he won't be able to fit a ladder in there, clean out the gutters, and save the roof. So I have to make sure that I leave him space for that. Even though it's the property of the owner of the wall, I still have to leave a little alley for my neighbor to be able to clean out his gutters. The legal thought here is that there was some kind of easement, some kind of permission legally granted to the guy who owns the gutters to be able to maintain his roof. And so this situation, I have to leave him dalet amos. According to some, this is only if there is a specific legal easement that was agreed upon between the two neighbors. If I never agreed to give him rights to use my land, then I have a right to put my wall wherever I want, according to those opinions, such as Tosos and the Rush believe that. Other people say, no, you automatically have to leave dalet amos no matter what, because it's understood that he's going to trespass a little tiny smidge on your property just to put the ladder down so that he can get up onto his own roof. Marchikin es hashovach min ha'ir chamishim amo. If you're going to put a dovecote, you have to make sure that you put it at least 50 amos away from the town boundaries, because the problem is that doves, generally speaking, flap around 50 amos, about 100 feet around the dovecote, to eat everything they can get their beaks on. And the problem here is that if I put produce up on my roof to dry, like the famous Haftorah where the woman was drying flax on the roof and the two meraglim hid under it, so if I have chili peppers up there on my roof, the doves are going to flap down, eat them, and then go back. So they have to stay at least 50 amos away because they are his property and they're going to damage my property. I can't even build a dovecote within 50 amos of other people's property. If I put the coop for the birds in my property, there has to be 50 amos in every direction so that it won't eat their food. Even if I have plenty of food on my property, they go up to 100 feet when they're out looking for breakfast. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, base arba'as kurin. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to have a base core on each side of the dovecote, not just 50 amos. A base core is actually approximately 274 amos in every direction. That's a lot more than 50 amos. Milo sheger hayona, because that's the extent that a dove flies without landing, without pausing. And so the fear is that they might go fly around that entire direction. So you can't put a dovecote anywhere near anybody else. But the halacha follows the Tanakhama, 50 amos is sufficient. Vim lekacho, if somebody, however, bought a field that already had the dovecote in it, afilu beis rova, then even if it's an area of a quarter kav within his property, 10 amos in each direction, hahu bechezkaso, it retains its chazaka. Since the dovecote was there first, the buyer can keep it exactly where it is. The previous owner must have made a deal with the neighbors. The neighbors can't suddenly come and go, now, well, we don't want it there, because it was already there, so in a sense, it's grandfathered in. There's a waiver. Mishnah Vav. Nipul, a young dove that can't fly, it just kind of hops around. Hanimtzav tocha mishim amo, if they find it within 50 amos of a well-known dovecote or a coop, and all the other ones are more than 50 amos away, harehu shalbal hashovach. We assume that this bird came from the closest one, because, generally speaking, a little hopping bird can only hop within about 50 amos at most, because it needs to find its food. We don't believe that it was dropped by somebody passing by. People are very careful with their doves when they're carrying them around. And so we assume that this bird comes from the closest shovach. Chutz mi-chemishim amah, once it is beyond 50 amos away from any shovach, harehu shel motzo, then it belongs to whoever finds it. Because it's likely that this dove, this young dove that can't fly yet, didn't come from any of these dove coats. Somebody dropped it, because we can't assume that it made it that far. Doves don't generally travel more than the 50 amos. Nimtza bein shnei shovachos. Let's say it is within 50 amos of two coops, one on each side. Karl Zeshalo, Karl Zeshalo. Well, it depends on which one it's closer to. Whichever one it's closer to belongs to that guy. Mechzal mechzal, but if it's exactly halfway between them, Shneim yachloku, then the two of them have to divide it. So the two of them have to divide the value of that bird because we can't determine with any certainty where it came from. On the other hand, the Gemara points out that that's only true if both dovecotes are the same size. If one shovach is much bigger than the other one, then we have two principles that play in here. Rove, the majority, and karov, the distance, proximity to where it was. When you have rove v'karov, when you have a question of distance, but also a size difference, holchen achar rove, we go after the majority. So if their two dovecotes are within 50 amos of each other, or the bird is within 50 amos of two, but one of them is a massive agribusiness dovecote, and one of them is a little private one, we assume it came from the massive one, and we go after the rove.